while we're talking about big stories, the group Shift Wah. I've been telling you about this group. And a lot of KVI listeners have logged on to Shift Wah, as in Shift Washington, shiftwah.org. These are the guys who, through freedom of information requests, found out that the governor was intending to impose lower fuel economy standards next winter, which has the effect of dramatically increasing the gas tax here in Washington. Randy Pepple standing by. Good to have you, Randy. I appreciate you being on the show this morning.
Thank you. Good to be here, John.
And as you point out in a recent post, the issue here is whether or not the governor has a secret plan to impose higher gas prices through adopting a lower fuel carbon fuel standard in the state, which he said he was not doing unilaterally. But then it turns out through emails you guys discovered from his administration that that's exactly what he's planning to do.
Yeah, and I can tell that we're getting some traction with the story, John, because he's sending out his press aides to attack us. Not answer the question about his secret plan, not come clean about why he promised Oregon and California that he was going to take executive action, go around the legislature and raise everybody's gas cost by a dollar a gallon. Instead, they're attacking us, just saying we're anti-Inslee, when the fact is we're anti-lying. And we're anti-hiding the truth from the voters. And right now, that's what the Inslee administration is depending upon to try to push through this low-carbon fuel standard that the environmentalists love to chat about. But they don't admit that that'll drive up gas costs by a buck or more a gallon by their own consultants' analysis.
Now, they claim, no, if the governor adopts the lower carbon fuel carbon standards, it'll be maybe 6 to 8 cents a gallon, which is still, again, a de facto gas tax increase, as Democratic Senator Tracy Idey said earlier this year.
Yeah, and they say 6 to 8% to get to a certain level of biofuels in or low carbon fuels added to gas. But by the governor's own statements, getting it to that smaller level doesn't achieve his goal of lowering emissions by 2020 back to 1990 standards. And so to get to that level, Todd Myers, who you had on your show yesterday, has done the analysis. And to get to that standard, they'd have to go to an all biofuel mix, and that would put it at over a dollar a gallon more for gas.
So this organization that I've been pleased to tell you guys about for many months now, Shift Wah, has been gaining some traction. And they have, in my opinion, they've got the governor's office dead to rights on this. Number one, that a de facto gasoline tax increase coming around the corner. Number two, that the governor was misleading. I'm being real kind in my choice of words here. Misleading both parties in the legislature by saying that he had no intent to do so without working with the legislature first. And then it turns out that these emails indicate that he'd been intending to do this first quarter 2015 all along.
Indeed. And what's really, from my perspective, what's really damaging about these emails is they have exchanges going back and forth with their press guys, David Postman, an old friend of mine from the Seattle Times.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, he finds himself in a much worse position today, where they're talking about, okay, how are we going to break the news to the Republican legislators who were serving on a climate action committee that Inslee had wanted passed? How are we going to tell them when at the same time they had already involved the Washington Environmental
Council
mm-hmm. and had leaders from the environmental movement, the Greenies, already planning out the announcement, and they were trying to debate, well, gee, when are we going to tell the Republican legislators about our plans? I mean, it's just that clearly they did not want the public to know, they did not want the Republicans to know, because they want to jam these extreme agenda of Inslee's. Yeah. They want to jam it down the public's throat.
Well, you guys are on top of this, and we're on top of it as well. It's very regrettable to see the direction that they are going in. And by the way, if this becomes, this should become a front burner political topic in 2014, every legislative candidate should be asked whether they support the governor's de facto gasoline tax increase, which could exceed $1 a gallon, and we get nothing for it. We don't get any more money for roads. It's just spiking the price of gasoline. So the Antarctic ice shelf, which is due to melt in 500 years, might melt in 497 and a half.
Yeah, the benefits of Inslee's plan far outweigh the cost, except it's the benefits to his special interest supporters, John. I mean, it's folks in the clean energy business that put a lot of money into his campaign, the far left environmental groups that put over $1 million into the super PAC that supported him in 2012.
Well,
those folks get the benefit. And
you know who else does? Tom Steyer.
Exactly. Tom Steyer, who hosted the dinner for Inslee the night they signed this agreement down in California, and who has promised to spend $100 million across the country, and just last week became the largest donor to Harry Reid's Keep the Senate Fund, over $5 million that he put into that. And he's going to be up here, and I guarantee you that Steyer, at Inslee's urging, is going to be attacking Republican candidates like Andy Hill, like Steve O'Bannon, going after those folks to try to flip the Senate so that Inslee can jam through even more radical policies.
Yeah, we've got about, and KVI listeners are going to be intimately aware of each of these races by the time the election rolls around. You know, it's still springtime, but there are about eight races that we're going to focus on here in the Puget Sound area, in KVI country. And these races could be pivotal in control of both the Senate and the House. And just a 30-second reset, right now, fiscal conservatives have Washington State Senate. You've got, in a 49-member chamber, 24 Republican state senators, two fiscally conservative Democrats. But we have about three or four pivotal state Senate races that are up, and we'll go get into those races some other time. And then we've got about five races in the House that could tilt control of the state House of Representatives, Randy.
Yeah, well, absolutely. In the House, you could see this type of bipartisan coalition come together, because there's about three semi-conservative, fiscally conservative House Democrats that, if the Republicans can get close enough, you could cause them to say, you know what, we're tired of Frank Chop running the state. And in the Senate, John, we can't wait too long to get people to focus on that. I got an email yesterday from the far-left organization Fuse Washington. Mm-hmm. They're hosting a meeting for their folks in Seattle to come over to the east side to Kenmore tomorrow to plot against Andy Hill.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to find enough people out here to work against Andy, so they're going to have to bring him over from Seattle, because it's all one-party rule. It's whether they're going to elect liberal Democrats or socialist Democrats over there. So they're going to bring their folks over here to try to win this race in the 45th, which is North King County, South Snohomish County, out in the Woodinville area. And Andy Hill is one of our brightest stars in the Senate, and we need to make sure that he returns as the Ways and Means Chairman next year.
He's from Redmond, Kirkland, and a lot of people think that he would be a wonderful candidate for governor in 2016. First, he has to be reelected in 2014, and since he chairs the Ways and Means Committee, the Democrats, and since he's so smart and so effective, the Democrats are trying to get him out. So, yes, that's one of the three Senate races. Absolutely have to return Andy Hill. Randy Pepl, thanks very much. Again, that website you want to pick up and check it out, and maybe even make a donation.
Yeah, please go to ShiftWA, that's shiftwa.org. You can read all about Inslee's gas tax plan, and frankly, you can also take a look at this new corruption scandal for the insurance commissioner, Mike Kreidler, who is not exactly talking to the press right now because of a little problem he's got with trying to have people in his administration influence an independent administrative law judge. And so we've got a lead story on that as well. I'd love people to go to shiftwa.org, take a look, and if they like what they see, support us.
There you go. Randy Pepl, thanks very much for joining me here on KVI.